The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Monday, November the 9th, and it's 7:06 in the morning. It's rainy outside, but we'll get to the weather here in a second when Bad Bob jumps into this. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda is on assignment this morning, getting ready for the big soiree this evening that she has somehow managed to get herself into. But Bad Bob, good morning. How was your weekend, buddy?
Weekend was excellent, fairly quiet, and
I saw you Saturday.
Yeah, had a good time out there at the Shasta Lake Veterans Parade. What a great event, and the crowd just pumps you up.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. What's it look like though? I mean, I heard Bob saying it looks going to rain this morning as I was running through the rain.
Yes, we do have rain, and up in the mountains, snow as we look to the west of us into Trinity County. A lot of snow showing on our radar from Wonder Map. We'll take another look at that very, very shortly. Showers off and on today. Maybe a thunder boomer this afternoon. The high will be around 50 degrees. Overnight low dipping down into the 30s down here in the valley. Snow level will actually be dropping down to the 3,500 feet level. It's going to clear up for a few days, but as we get into the weekend, more rain and showers in the future forecast. Still not massive amounts, but it's certainly looking better than it was the whole summer. 49 degrees right now in Redding. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where I tell you, their customers are warm friends. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business right here in town that hires veterans. Won an award for that, in fact. Okay. Hey, Shasta, the parade. Let's talk about the parade a little bit over at the city of Shasta Lake. 110 entries in this parade, and it was nonstop for about an hour and 15 minutes. Now, we were fortunate enough that we got the broadcast, and we could broadcast it for an hour, and we were close. We were close on the being able to finish with it. So we'll look at next year, too, going for another 15 or 20 minutes to broadcast it. But it was a great parade. Bands and marching units and lots of military vehicles, motorcycles. You know what they need, though?
What do they need?
They need horses.
Yes.
They need horses. And John Klechter and the whole group out there does a great job. Absolutely fantastic. They need horses. I'm not sure how they're going to get the horses in there, but they could go out to like Miss Redding Rodeo and say, hey, how would you like to march in this parade? And, you know, rodeo queens and princesses are all over the place about riding in these parades. Oh, yeah.
But I'd love to see the reenactors out there with a mounted unit. That'd be awesome.
Cool. Yeah. Or how about the...
Towing the cannon down
there. Yeah, the reenactors that are marching down the street there dressed in their uniforms, either Confederate or Union. I guess you can still... You know what? I think you can still, as long as you're marching and reenacting, you can still carry that Confederate flag around, can't you?
That is interesting.
They're reenactors. This is what they do.
Well, look for somebody who wants to change, rewrite history to file a lawsuit somewhere.
I'm sure they will, but that's okay. Yeah. They'll get over it, though. The VFW post-1934 was there. I saw Vince Stevenson. He was marching behind, and he was pushing a little his little trash can with a little rake there, but I didn't see any horses in the outfit, so I didn't know what exactly he was doing. I think he was, Anyway, they just wouldn't let him ride on the float with them, and that's kind of strange. But I know. He's in the, by the way, he's in the chat room right now, so I don't want him to miss this.
we had our little Queen Bee boat, of course, as you mentioned.
Yeah, it was.
The auxiliary.
The auxiliary was in there. There's a lot of things. Hey, a lot of things happening here in the next couple of weeks, my friends. A week from today is going to be Chris Paranto will be at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Now, I don't want you to miss this. We're trying to get him on the show. We're looking at sometime this week to get Chris on the show. We may have to do a recording, and if that's the case, we'll do that and bring him in because he's traveling a lot in the early morning hours, which takes him off us live. But then try and get him back on Monday. But he'll be at the Reading Civic Auditorium Monday, November 16th. Now, this is one of the five contractors that were in Benghazi that left their post without permission. And unlike Bo Bergdahl, they headed toward the enemy, not away from it. They didn't desert. They headed over to the embassy annex to rescue the remaining members of the embassy complex over there, rescued over 20 people, brought them back to the CIA annex, and then protected them. And all this over a period of 13 hours. Two of them were killed. Others were wounded. Wounded severely, in fact. But they are the subjects of the book 13 Hours in Benghazi, and a movie that's been that's going to be released, I think, in early January, 13 Hours in Benghazi. So they went far beyond the call of duty in this. But they're going to be – he's going to be here in Reading at the Reading Civic Auditorium Monday. Get your tickets. They're $35. And if you want to do the VIP route, $75, but that includes a meet and greet, balcony seating, wine, and hors d'oeuvres. Hmm. So, yeah, 13 hours in Benghazi. Don't miss that. Okay? Now, what other things are happening? Today, Stephen Baird, candidate for California State Senate District 1, is running against Ted Gaines. And it looks like.
Who?
Yeah, Ted Gaines. You know, for some reason, I thought he's running for Congress. You know, when I was just talking a couple of minutes ago, I knew he wasn't. He's running for state Senate. So he's running against, he's running against Ted Gaines. Ted may need to pick up the, may need to pick it up a little bit.
I saw his
here.
Sign once.
Well, he was at the parade, of course.
Oh, was it? Ted was at the parade,
came over and sat
we
down
have
next
a signing.
To us. First time he's been on the radio station in forever, and it was during the parade. But Steve Baird's going to be out at, and we're going to talk about that at the Reading Tea Party tonight, but we're going to try and get him on this Friday. Who is Stephen Baird? The Teddy Bear Event Family Festival from Mercy Gill presents the 27th annual one from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. November 14th. That's this Saturday at the St. Joseph School Gym. And then, of course, the Shastagate Community Service is looking for volunteers from the community for the annual gift-wrapping booth in Mount Shasta Mall. That gift-wrapping booth is open Friday, November 27th through December 24th. And they need volunteers. I went down and volunteered, and you know what? They thanked me very much, patted me on the head, turned me around, and said, maybe next year. They knew I was wrapping challenged. And see what else we have here. That's enough for right now. But I was going to tell you the five reasons it's good to sleep nude. It is. There's five reasons. The first one is, you know, and that, did you know 92%?
Especially while sheets feel really good.
92% of people that when they sleep at night, they got their jammies on. 8% and 8% only sleep nude. One of the reasons it's good to sleep nude at night, of course, is that your core temperature needs to drop before you can go to sleep.
Right.
If you've got your nice cuddly PJs on, you know, those little flannel pajamas.
With the footies and all that.
With the footies and like that, or even without the footies, that you are not, it can inhibit you from going to sleep. On the other hand, if you sleep sans PJs, you can lower your body core temperature easier. There. And get the dogs out of the bed.
Yeah.
There's the other thing. So, there's one reason. And as we go through the show, we'll come up with, you know, four or five other reasons why it's good to sleep nude at night. And talking about sleeping, of course, takes me right into my Sleep Number bed.
Uh-huh.
Because if you really want to sleep good,
you want
to
be comfortable.
You want to be comfortable. So with the dual air capability you have in Sleep Number, you can sleep on one setting and your wife can sleep on another. Now, frankly, I sleep at Sleep Number setting 45 and Linda sleeps at Sleep Number setting 40, which is a little tender out there. But we both sleep real well, and with the dual air technology, you can adjust it any way you want. anymore. They have the new, they have, of course, the capability to have the Sleep IQ technology, which then, as you sleep, senses how you sleep, and then will send you a little message on, you know, either an app on your phone.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, there's either a phone or something, and say, hey, you know what, you know, this has made you me want to adjust this or do that. One of the things it said was, get off your computer an hour before you go to bed. I did that. Guess what? Works.
Improves your sleep. Yeah.
It does improve your sleep.
Your brain quits processing stuff. And that blue light from most digital screens fools your brain into thinking it's still time to be awake.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Well, I tell you what, though, once I did that, I thought, yeah, not me. Well, guess what? It does work. Sleep number. Not only that, there's more. Right now, you can save $500 on a Sleep Number Veterans Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. Special Edition Veterans Bed. I wonder if it has camouflage on it. But the only way you can find
that
out about
awesome,
that,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Of course, you would want
camouflage.
One with MarPat on it, right?
Yeah. I want one. You know what? I tell you, and they also, Sleep Number offers these covers kind of that you can sleep warmer or cooler on, too, as just part of it. And the different, I tell you what, different bedding, the bedding on it, the pillows, everything, just outstanding. But how do you get it? The only way you can do it is go over to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center and go see Brian Janice or any of the top professionals there. My friends, I sleep on a Sleep Number bed. I've been doing it for a couple of years. You've heard us talking about it. Linda and I swear by this bed. And when we go anywhere else, we know we can tell the difference. Made in America, rated number one by Consumer Reports. Sleep Number. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. I want to talk about why is the media going after Ben Carson? Huh? Why is that? Why? And what happened to that Russian jet? And if indeed it was brought down by ISIS, are they still the JV team that Hillary and President Obama called him? We'll be right back.
In this context, there's no disrespect.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading. Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's the Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss the Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from the Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of the Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services in the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us Tuesday at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash drive-through event, or make a donation online at robberide.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:20 and 30 seconds. 48 degrees today right now. Raining going up to 52. Low tonight at 37. Rain tomorrow, it looks like. Right now, it looks like we got some heavy snow going on up in the Trinity Mountains up there. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discounts. This portion of the show is brought to you by our other friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, they've been in business for over 70 years, and they are in the top 100 hospitals in the nation. Top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Yeah, if you head any direction but due south, you're going to run into some snow, so plan accordingly.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. The kids are flying in, and they were going to fly in, and I said, well, why don't you fly into Medford? Because we're looking at this other airline. Fly into Medford, we can just go up there and get you. It's only, you know, it's a quicker run. And then Linda says, well, what happens if we have that snow? You know, that one snow that shuts down the five or backs it up for like 6 hours. What if you have one of those? And I thought about that, and I thought, you know what? It's right. So now they're flying into San Francisco and going to drive up. So it makes it easier for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't have to get myself down trying to find them in Stockton.
You do not want to be in the vicinity of Pollard Flat when a snow flurry hits up in that neck of the woods. It is not pretty.
No, it's not. None of that's pretty. All right, let's run through some things here. Football, real quick. You know what? The Oakland Raiders, they're starting to become my team again. I tell you, they're putting some fights up there. That quarterback, they got that second-year quarterback. He's delivering. Their defense has just got to be a little bit tougher. But I tell you, Woodson, is that his name?
He's
one of their defensive backs. He and Peyton Manning are the two oldest players in the league. And Peyton Manning, who lost their first game to Indianapolis yesterday, Woodson, though, was out there battling out there. He's 39 years old, intercepting passes, getting in the – anyway. So, now, you know I don't like the 49ers. I know there's a lot of people out there that are going to hate me for this.
You heretic.
I know. For some reason, I just don't really like the 49ers. I always think of them as a snooty football team. You know, they're from Knob Hill, where Oakland Raiders are in from – I mean, they're coming right out of the trenches there. That's kind of the way I feel about it. You know,
yeah.
To me, they're the grunts. And the 49ers are the U.S. Air Force, you know, SR-71 pilots. You know,
must say that back during the heyday of Montana Rice.
Okay, now that was different. I felt different back then. I don't know why. But anyway, Kaepernick gets benched. And so what happens is quarterback they bring in, who's been kind of a journeyman quarterback in a lot of areas, brings them back and wins. The football game against Atlanta, which is, you know, they were really underdogs to Atlanta. So I don't know what's going to happen to Kaepernick. Is Kaepernick going to get traded? You know, he's got the big contract, but if they trade him, they don't have to pay him. So it's going to be interesting. It appears right now that Russian jet was brought down by a bomb. And if that's the case, ISIS is now taking the number one spot in the terrorism group away from Al-Qaeda, because now they've shown they can reach out in different places, bring down planes. They don't put a person on the plane, it looks like. It looks like they go around and, you know, maybe working with people that are putting things onto the plane. But here, this is ISIS. This is the junior varsity team that Obama laughed about, that Hillary laughed about when this thing started. They had no concept. You know, here's the other thing, too. On the front page, it says Congress avoids war powers vote. Increased pressure put on taking action. I would not vote to send another person, another American, into that morass in the Middle East if I was a congressman or a senator. There is no way you could get me to do that unless I saw some kind of strategy that tells me that this is what we're in there for, this is what we're going to bring in to do the job, and this is our exit strategy. Something President Obama has not done since he's been in there. Oh, I'm going to pull everybody out. Stupidest move anybody could have ever made. And I still don't know why people think that's a good idea. Look what happened. Look what happened. So now what's he doing? He's putting more people in Afghanistan. At least he learned his lesson. And now we're putting in, what, 50 people into Syria? And we tell the press? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just surreptitiously put them in there? It's a clandestine mission. Make it a clan. Make it a covert mission. I don't care. You know the difference between clandestine and covert?
I would.
Clandestine, it's, you know, you kind of, you know, you're not telling people about it. Covert is really deep cover. You're bringing them in. So why would you? Why would you tell people
SEAL guys in front of the press? Essentially, when we went into Somalia, inert.
Oh yeah. Well, when we went into Somalia, our recon teams came in. And you know where we knew where the land was? Land where the TV cameras are, because they're all up and down the beach, and they filmed our guys coming in. That made them feel really good. Thank God for the paparazzi.
The bad guys don't watch television, of course.
Oh no, of course not. Now, so they're whining about this War Powers Act. No, I wouldn't vote for it. And if I would urge Doug LaMalfa, do not vote for a War Powers Act. Do not give them anything unless Obama comes up with some kind of strategy. Otherwise, you're buying into this mess, this piece of crap, this offal that he's got started over there. That we've lost prestige, we've lost people, we've lost allies over this, and our only ally, true ally over there, is Israel, and we're beating them to death. What is going on there? I don't understand. You know, maybe there's things that we middle class, middle Americans, middle-aged, don't need to know.
Yeah.
What about the young Americans, though? You know, what about the ex? Do they need to know what's going on, or do they? You know, I mean, do they care? I mean, they're still thinking that Obama's probably doing a good job because that's what they read in their little sound bites. Or is that? No, that's an insult, Charlie, to them. I'm sorry. Okay. I told you about one of the five reasons it's great to sleep. Dr. Ben Carson, keep swinging, Ben. They're going after him for things, you know, that happened to him when he was 12 years old. He was 17, he said he was offered a scholarship to West Point, and they just jumped all over that. Nobody gets scholarships to West Point. They don't offer scholarships. They offer appointments. Well, talk to a guy that sat on the board for 2 years to nominate young men and women from this area to the service academies. Frankly, from everything I've read about Ben Carson, he was in their drill teams, he was in all this, he would have come in front of us. We would have offered him an appointment.
Yeah.
Now, guess what? Appointment, scholarship. Let me think here. He used the term scholarship, and everybody, you know, these guys, these people that want to take down a black conservative man of God will take anything. They will attack anything. And this one, you could say it's a scholarship, it's a full-ride scholarship, or you could say it's an appointment. You know, frankly, I don't care. But the thing is to try and make this man less because he used that word.
Yeah.
And in Trump, you're quickly becoming a joke, my friend. You're quickly becoming a joke.
Which foot did he stick in his mouth today?
He just goes after. He says things about people. I mean, like he says he's a pathological. He said Carson's pathological. Really? You know, David, here's your chance to actually be a statesmanlike. I mean, you know what? You act like you're getting into a barroom fight, and it's not that.
He's trying to play to the bleachers. And
it's not even a barroom fight. A barroom fight, yeah. It's not like one in the ring. It's not even MMA, where you can elbow and kick and do all those things, but there's still rules.
Yeah.
Some kind of rules.
Yeah. He's playing to the bleachers. He's not, and the people in the box seats are going, what?
We're going to talk social host ordinance today. We have Record Searchlight on at 8 o'clock. And I want to talk. And we're going to talk to them about the editorial policies and the future of the Record Searchlight, all that stuff. But they had a great editorial on social host ordinances today, and I want to talk about that when we get there. Oh, let's see, what's the last thing we want to talk about real quick before we get some people in here? The wolf battle in Oregon is starting up. Oh yeah, now they're starting to look at it. They've got we're taking them off the endangered list, maybe even off the threatened list. In Oregon. And, of course, you know, the environmentalists are just like...
The ones who show up at the meetings wanting to be
dressed in wolf, wolf costumes.
With ears, yeah.
I love it. All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. We got more on the wolves. We got more on Chelsea Manning. No, what is... Yeah, it used to be somebody else, Manning. Chelsea has got something she wants to say. I sure would like to bring that back when we come back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? You're not going to find a better place to get coffee in the morning at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, you name it. And they've got all these pumpkin spice and all these great, great flavors. And plus, you can buy all this. You can buy coffee by the pound. Great, great stocking stuffers or gifts for when you go to parties and all that. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the Northern California area. I believe that. I believe that. The people are friendly. They've got it all, anywhere from e-cigs to loose tobacco to all types of accessories and a walk-in humidor that's just outstanding. All this, and it's veteran-owned. That's right. Joe and Shelley do a lot for this county, a lot for this city, a lot for this whole area. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Local Solar Warehouse, specializing in all aspects of solar energy and energy conservation. When you're ready to reduce or eliminate your power bill with a solar system, call 226-0701. Off-grid and need a power system or have power and want a battery backup system for power independence, call 226-0701. Save money on heating and cooling with our radiant barrier foil and custom-made attic fan systems to keep the heat out. We've installed hundreds of solar power systems, and if our customers have a problem, we take care of it. That's why they tell their friends to call 226-0701. Customers tell us, my power bill was $400 a month. Now it's $400 a year. My neighbor's bill increases every month, while my bill has just been a few dollars a month for years. After installing radiant foil in my attic, my AC comes on later and runs half the time. I used half the firewood last winter having radiant foil installed in my attic. Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, 843 North Market Street, Reading, or call 226-0701.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you ready for an all-new experience of medical care, where your doctor listens and takes the time they need to care for you? Then Cherry Creek Healthcare has the answer. At Cherry Creek Healthcare, we don't just care for you, we also care about you. We are open to partnership health plan members and all Medi-Cal patients in Shasta County. It's time to experience the medical care you and your family deserve. Redding Rancheria's Cherry Creek Healthcare, transforming medical care in Shasta County. Locate us on the web at CherryCreekHealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436 to make an appointment today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
In my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be. On the wing of my fancy, I can fly anywhere, and the world will open its arms to me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, and I'm sitting here with Cinderella.
Hello,
Cinderella, and all your little friends around you. Where's the teapot? No teapot? Where's my mice? No mice either?
We do have mice. They're just not here this morning.
Because they're probably still asleep, right?
Yes.
I'm here with Romney Clements and University Preparatory School, UPREP. Good morning.
Good morning.
If I'm hearing Cinderella, it must be time for the fall musical.
It is time. We open this Friday night.
Okay. And tell us, is this a little bit different type of musical, or is this based on the Broadway?
Well, yeah, it is. There's actually three different versions of Cinderella, all written by Rodgers and Hammerstein. But it what?
Come on.
It's early this morning. It all follows the same Cinderella story, but okay. Not the music that you probably remember from the Walt Disney version.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yes.
All right. Now, see, I have people here now. So are the mean stepmother here? There she is. Come on down in here. What's your name?
My name is Julie.
Julie. Okay. Julie, lean down a little bit further here.
Okay.
Julie. Okay. Do you feel like a mean stepmother?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
How do you get into this role?
It's one of those things where you kind of have to watch different people in different movies and different shows kind of act the way they do, and you can pick up little things on that. And it's really nice because if I'm having, a particularly bad day, I can kind of just walk into rehearsal and just yell.
What's your favorite line? Yeah,
my favorite line is probably at the very end when I get, finally upset and I really want the prince to take one of my daughters, and I fall on my knees and I beg this character named Lionel, and just I'm on my knees, pleading that he'll take one of my daughters.
Oh, really? Okay. I think my mom had that same problem. That's why I got married when I was 58. Okay, except it was about me. Okay, where's my steps? Where's the wicked steps? Come on in here, stepsisters. You two don't look wicked.
Oh,
are you? Okay, so how do you two get ready? Do you like picking on her?
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you like it because she's blonde?
No, this is fun to pick on.
She just became blonde over the weekend.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Oh, for the role?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What color was it before, Cindy?
It was like a light brown, dirty blonde.
Oh, okay. So now it's a light blonde.
Yep.
Cinderella blonde. So, okay, now here's my other prince. Okay, what's your names, first of all?
Oh, I'm Veronica.
Veronica.
And I'm Sierra.
Sierra. Sierra, you've been here before.
Yeah.
And it was with your sister, your little sister. That's right. And how's she doing?
She's doing well.
Good. Hey, I'm glad to hear that. So are you all, when you're not on, when you're not in character, when you still see her around school, do you say things about her?
No.
No. You push her. You make her carry, your
friends.
Books. Yeah. And that,
I open the doors for them.
There you go. You got to get into that. There you go, into that role. Okay. So there must be a Prince Charm in here. There he is. Okay, ring in there. What's your name?
Tyler.
Tyler. Okay. So is this? How many roles have you had? How many plays have you been in, Tyler?
At UPREP, I've been in four. This is my fourth one.
Your fourth one. So what year are you over there?
I'm a senior.
A senior. Okay. Are you planning on doing this the rest of your life?
I'm hoping to. I don't want to give this up when I go to college, so...
Good, you should.
I'm trying to look into it.
You look around here, too. Look at our city, and look how many theater groups are around here. Even if... I mean, you got lawyers and accountants and everybody, doctors, nurses are in these, and because they just loved acting. Mm-hmm. And we've got a pretty good group of people around here, so... No, I should keep going. Okay, now, I've gotten the wicked stepmother, the evil stepsisters. Where else? Who are also my other people here? I got Prince Charming, Cinderella, and... Who's this?
The Queen.
The Queen, of course. And who are you?
My name is Claire.
Claire, and you play the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know what's going on around here? Are you kind of like the one of the good people in this?
I would say so. Yeah.
So you give him a chance. You give her a chance.
Even though
she has as mice as
I mean, she's interesting, but we'll accept her.
Okay. So who else we have now? We got two great big guys.
The king.
The king. All right.
King,
you look
Maximilian.
King Maximilian, huh? So, what do you think about having a commoner in as your new princess?
Well, it's going to take some getting used to, but I think we can accept her, like the queen said.
Okay, well, whatever the queen says. You know, I'm going to give you...
The old ball and chain, you know.
I'm going to give you... I'm going to give you a secret right now, King, that's going to make the rest of your life easier, okay? Repeat after me.
All right.
You're right, hon.
Yes. You're right, hon.
There you go. And then the other one is, yes, dear.
I'm already kind of used to that, actually.
Oh, okay. All right, where's my other...
Got to develop.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what? You've got plenty of time to develop that. Okay, who are you now?
I'm Jonathan, and I play Lionel.
Lionel?
Yes.
Okay, so Lionel is what? Who is Lionel now?
Well, I'm the royal steward, which means I follow the prince around all the time, and I get to try on all the shoes. I get to open all the doors, put on his clothes.
He puts the shoes on all the girls who think it should belong to them.
I guess, I mean, I also put on my own shoes. But.
I was going to say, that was pretty good. You put on your shoes, I put on my shoes. And you're over there fanning yourself because it's getting hot in here or because you're like,
no,
Lionel?
My character is very much in love
with
Lionel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's just the most handsome bowl of gravy I've ever seen.
Bowl of gravy. I like that. A bowl of gravy. If I got it, wait a minute, I'm missing somebody. I'm missing somebody out of here. It's you. Come on over, hon.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And you are?
I'm Skyler Leek, and I play the fairy godmother.
Of course. I was wondering where fairy godmother was. So, what other things do you do, fairy godmother?
Well, I help Cinderella's make wish come true, and I help her with her dress and the carriage and all that magical stuff.
Magical stuff?
She's a much more hip and young fairy godmother than in the Disney version.
Oh, not an old lady.
Not an old lady. So, do you have a song? Do you sing?
I do have a song.
You do? And what is it?
It's one of them is called Impossible.
Impossible?
Yes.
Can you do it?
Yeah, I can sing a little bit.
All right.
All right. Impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And six gray mice will never be four white horses. Such fol-de-rol and fiddly-dee, of course, is impossible.
Hey, all right, bravo. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, everybody's going, hey. Okay, and nobody can see that. Okay, everybody's shaking their hands like it's good, you know, instead of applauding. Super. Okay, this sounds like a great play. Now, how do people get tickets?
They can get the tickets at the University Preparatory School ASB office, or they can buy them at the door.
Okay, and when does it start?
We start this Friday night, the 13th, 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30, and then we have two shows on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and then again at 7, and then next weekend on Friday night and two shows on Saturday.
Great. Are y'all going to take this on the road?
You know what? They could.
They're that good, right?
They are that good. However, they have many academic responsibilities that keep them tethered.
They make you go to class?
Oh, yeah, they have to go to class.
Your football players don't go to class, do they?
Yeah, they go to class, too.
Basketball players?
Yep, all of them.
Everybody goes to class?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know what? I knew that because I used to substitute teach over at UPrep. I taught in your Latin class. I really liked it. I think it's, what, sixth grade? Is that where you start?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I really liked the sixth graders. They were, like, at about college level when I was going to school. But it's a great school, and you all should be very proud of yourselves because UPrep has got a super reputation, and everybody that I've talked to that's come through here has been very bright and very talented. So and you all are all in that same vein. So, okay. Well, I would say tell everybody this looks like another great musical coming out of UPrep. So get your tickets and sell it out. And what else? We have one last song y'all can end up with. Somebody can? Mm-hmm. Come on. Somebody's got to have two songs. All right. Come on. You can do it. Come on. Come on.
How about the Stepsisters' Lament?
Ooh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Remember, give me 30 seconds. There you go. Okay. Ready? And a one.
Start at
and
the beginning.
A two. Yeah, there you go.
Why would a fellow want a girl like her, a frail and fluffy beauty? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a solid girl like me?
She's a frothy little bubble with a flimsy little charm. And with very little trouble, I could break a little alarm. Oh,
Oh, why would a fellow want a girl like her? So obviously unusual. Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a usual girl like me?
All right, you've just been listening to the Wicked Stepsisters of Cinderella talking about why would you want somebody like that? I could break her arm. Did you say that?
Yes.
Oh, just, yes. Oh, a little violence going on here. So we're also going to have a mixed martial arts exhibition during Cinderella. Okay, everybody, as you prep, they're going to start this Friday. It's going to be a great time. Thanks so much for being here, everybody.
Thank
and
you.
And Ronnie Clemens, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services in the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us Tuesday at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash drive-through event, or make a donation online at robberide.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
On Monday, November 9th, at 10 o'clock a.m., we invite you to come participate in a celebration in honor of our veterans at Redding School of the Arts. Our amazing students will be performing patriotic songs featuring the Rapture Brass Ensemble. There is a reception to follow and free admission. If you need more information, feel free to call 247-6933. Hope to see you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Marl in the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:47 in the morning here, November the 9th, a Monday. 48 degrees out there, going up to 52 today. It's going to be rainy, maybe easing off at noon, maybe not. Snow up in the altitudes, coming down to 3,500 feet. Tomorrow, possibly rain. And then clearing up after that. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's their customers are warm friends. Veteran-owned business. They offer veteran and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods out there in 299 and Deschutes. We were there Friday on remote and had a great time. First of all, they've got breakfast going there. Last Friday was the last Friday they were going to be doing their barbecues because, you know, kind of the summer's over in the fall. So, but you can still get any type of meat you want. They've got their own butcher. And what they can do is they can take, like, you know, if you want the filet mignon type cuts, get a roll, and then they'll cut them to order or almost any type of meat. Kyle's dad, Ed, can do any of that. He's a trained butcher, and they will match any prices in town. They've got any type of their meat prices are just outstanding. Also, plus of course lunches there, and over 250 different kinds of beer. We went out and looked at them, and you know what he does. He's got over 250 different kinds of beer from all over the world right there. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake or just anywhere around there. Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. All right. Just when you thought that Chelsea Manning was gone away because she was sentenced to 35 years in prison, where then he became she to Chelsea. And this is, you think, okay, that's it. Chelsea's going into prison, into Leavenworth. Chelsea, it's not over. It's not over. Chelsea feels like a Frankenstein because they made her cut her hair to 2 inches in length, the same as they do all males. But she says, I'm not a male. I'm a female trapped in a male body. And she said, I cried and cried and cried, and then I sniffled, and then I cried some more. But now she says she feels better, and she's going to continue to fight against the government. She's a whistleblower. The fact that she released all those, that wasn't just to do that because I wanted to. It's because I was a whistleblower to show how easy it was to release secret documents to people. And, she said, she's got a blog. Why does she have a blog in a federal prison? I mean, it said that in her blog. How can she have a blog? She lost, you know, I mean, where does it say that federal prisoners get blogs? 35 years for treason. And she gets a blog? And, okay, here's the other, they got another court case going, look, you're tax-paying money. You've been paying for her hormone treatments. You realize that, right? Just as you are prisoners in California state prisons, you're paying for their hormone treatments, and you're probably going to pay for their sexual reassignment or their gender changing surgery too. I just get appalled by this. I really do. I've had enough. It's enough.
Well, the state of California, then, should not the good former private be required to shower with the menfolk in the spirit of California schools?
No, she needs to. No, well, he would. He's probably kept in solitary, or at least close confinement, I'm pretty sure.
But, I mean, if it's good enough for our teenage daughters and sons, it should be good enough for somebody who is languishing in a federal prison. I'm sure that.
Yeah, but see, you're missing the point.
Manning would be treated very equitably.
He wants to shower with the female population because he feels female.
That is such an outmoded concept.
You think so? Okay. Voters are feeling high anxiety. Gee, you think? Why would you think by more than a 2-to-1 majority, or by more than 2-to-1 in polls, voters say they're more worried than hopeful about changes in the country's morals and values. But nearly the same ratio, more worried than express hope about the changing national economy. And by a 5-to-1, they say they're worried by how the nation's politics have changed. And this is all out of a USC Dornsife Los Angeles Times poll conducted online by SurveyMonkey. If you've never done SurveyMonkey, it's pretty cool, really. I mean, it really is. I mean,
it's an online thing.
It's a non-aligned. It's not partisan or anything. You just pull it. You know, you just push in the answers to them. They say that these concerns have been driving voter decisions about which candidate they favor for president. They have helped propel the two non-traditional candidates, Trump and Carson, to the forefront. of the Republican field. And I think that's true because they've seen what's out there now, that, you know, that, you know, Congress has got a lower rating than cockroaches. Did you know that?
Is that a fact?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, who do you, you know, what do you have less respect for? And it's Congress. But then again, the media is right under that. I like to think of it as the mainstream media, of course, not us. We're not mainstream.
Depends on who you ask.
I guess you could say that. But that right there is a question, too, is people are concerned. And then when you add into that, did you know for the first time that middle-aged white males have got a lower life expectancy than
before? They're dropping like flies.
No, but let me tell you, you know who they are. It's the middle class, it's the middle-aged, lower-educated white male is dying at a much higher rate, 134 out of 100,000. There's a good article in the Record Searchlight today on this, and I read this the other day and I talked about it. So, you know, obviously the this is something to take a look at. Now, these less educated ones are the ones that are have not made that transition into the new type of technologies. They're dying from obesity. They're dying from prescription pain meds, overdoses there, suicides. But for the first time, the middle-aged, white, lower-educated male is dying at a much faster rate than other people. Now, why is this? Is it because, and part of it is the economy. Part of it is the change in mores. And what they, you know, what people are going through in schools and all this. This is a tough time for maybe some people like that, that do have a lower education, less education, less chance of getting jobs. All of this, it's quite interesting. Let's go to the phones. Daniel, good morning. Good morning, Daniel.
Hello. I was calling because tomorrow is the Marine Corps birthday, and I want to be one of the first ones to wish a happy birthday, especially since I'm going to be out working tomorrow.
Oh, Daniel, we've missed you, buddy.
So here I am.
Here you are.
My mornings are so full, most of the time I don't get a chance to call, but today here I am.
Well, great. Now, are you working Wednesday?
I am.
Okay, I was going to say, please stop by, because tomorrow morning we're going to be on location at Crown Motors and the Salute to the Veterans. Any cars or trucks sold, of course, tomorrow or Wednesday, $100 is going to go to a veterans organization. I think they made like $1,100 or $1,200 last year during those 2 days. And so tomorrow is kind of a Marine Corps, be a bunch of Marines there, and on Wednesday, all services. That's why I was trying to see if you were there, Daniel. There's not a lot of Coast Guardies out there.
Well, if I get a chance, I'll definitely stop by then. But here's Please. My big wish for Crown Motors, and I wish so much success that they find ways to get lots of people, lots of work, and sell lots of cars so that we can get that $100 multiplied a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, maybe 10 or 12,000 times. Wouldn't that be great? Sell 1,000 cars tomorrow.
Magnificent.
Daniel. So
there's that. But, you know,
yeah.
Real quick about this war on women. Pretty bad when you got to have Glamour magazine and say Bruce Jenner is the woman of the year.
You know what? Thank you. The woman of the year when you've got a look at everybody. Okay, even Hillary Clinton. Come on, woman of the year, and they give it to Caitlyn Jenner. I just don't get this. That, you know, and then a couple of producers said that she got the heroism or the courage award from ESPN, you know, for her courage to come out. Excuse me, what about all these ones that fought through cancer and did all these other things? No, just because.
Not only that, but I know darn well that you had some magnificent women under your command when you were over in the Middle East who are true heroes, who are walking around with limbs that are missing and that kind of stuff.
There are a number of people that I can think, I can just, you know, just, but, you know, just off the top of your head, just so many more that deserve it more than Jenner does.
So
female of the year.
That's the war on women. That's all I can say.
It is. All right, Daniel. Hey, thanks a lot for calling, buddy. Hope to see you Wednesday. You bet.
Bye.
Okay.
By the way, you know what yesterday was? The anniversary, the birthday of actress Hedy Lamarr. However, Hedy Lamarr is known for more than just her appearance in movies. She worked with some other folks and came up with what is the basis of our modern communication systems known as spread spectrum broadcasting. She was a pretty smart woman.
Hedy Lamarr.
She was, and her achievements have been pretty much ignored in favor of these other, quote, achievements and bravery. Doesn't that just make you scratch your head?
It does. You know, I just find, and this is one of the things that you look at the poll. Why are the voters feeling high anxiety? Just because of crap like this. That a person who changes their sex and gets all the you know, all these claims to fame, and that man, that soldier that was killed in that battle rescuing Iraqis, by the way, from ISIS, is, you know, they didn't even want to call and say that he died in combat. What is wrong with our society? Have we reached that point? Anyway. Okay, when we come back, we have the Record Searchlight here, and I've got lots and lots of questions for Record Searchlight, and I hope you do, too. So you can give us a call at 605-4567, talk to the managing editor. And who else? She always brings in somebody interesting out there. Not the reporters, but for some reason. but she's always got somebody out there that's interesting. It's 7:59 in the morning here. And when we, like I said, tomorrow we're going to be out at Crown Motors, on location with a bunch of Marines celebrating the Marine Corps birthday. Wednesday we'll be there with veterans from the Veterans Home out here and others celebrating Veterans Day and then talking about all the things that are happening on Veterans Day too. So grab a cup of coffee, get ready for the second hour of Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock, 48 degrees here on Monday, November the 9th.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Correspondent Karen Loud reports that two Americans have been killed at a U.S.-funded facility in Jordan used for training Iraqi and Palestinian security forces.
A Jordanian government spokesman says that a Jordanian policeman has opened fire on foreign trainers at a police compound. He has killed two Americans and a South African before being shot dead by security forces. Two Americans and four Jordanians were wounded, and one of the wounded is in critical condition.
And the gunman was eventually shot down by police. New York City authorities, meantime, say three people were shot today, one fatally. It happened in Midtown Manhattan near Penn Station. No suspects arrested so far. The shooting happened around 6 a.m. local time this morning. GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson says too much is being made of his statement that he was offered a full scholarship to West Point, when in fact he never went through the application process, even though he was encouraged to do so by a top military official. Instead, he opted out and went to medical school. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus says the media do play favorites when it comes to covering candidates' controversial remarks.
They do have an actual vendetta or at least an agenda against some of these candidates. In regard to Hillary Clinton, the media sort of, yeah, they cover it, but they cover it with a laugh and a wink and a nod.
Reince Priebus appeared on NBC's Today Show. Britain's prime minister is sending a wish list of sorts to European Union partners seeking to restructure their fundamental agreement. And Prime Minister David Cameron says it could make the difference between his country staying in or out of the European Union.
If I can achieve them, you will see me campaigning vigorously for Britain to stay in a reformed Europe. And as I've said, if I can't achieve them, I rule nothing out. Europe needs to change. And I think it's very important we make this argument.
British Prime Minister David Cameron and his comments airing today on Britain's Sky News. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
At TIAA CREF, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Contractors for Canadian Pacific Railways are working to clear more than a dozen derailed train cars in southern Wisconsin after hundreds of gallons of crude oil spilled from one tanker. Steve Illich is with the Federal Railroad Administration.
We're conducting an initial investigation into all areas. We're not ruling anything out at this point. It's very preliminary. We'll be focusing on track mechanical, the signal system, and also our operating practices.
13 of 110 cars derailed in Watertown yesterday afternoon, the second derailment in Wisconsin in as many days. A storm brewing in the Pacific Ocean has forecasters warning of possible severe weather. The Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center has forecaster Corey Mead making this forecast.
Right now, it looks like the primary hazard is going to be damaging winds. However, just given how strong the winds are with this weather system, there's certainly going to be a risk for tornadoes as well.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Weyerhaeuser is buying up Plum Creek Timber for $8.44 billion to form what is expected to be one of the world's biggest timberland and forest product companies.
The company will keep the Weyerhaeuser name and have over 13 million acres of timberland. It'll be worth $23 billion based on current share prices. Weyerhaeuser, based in Federal Way, Washington, also says it may spin off its cellular fibers business, which includes five pulp mills. Plum Creek is based in Seattle.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Plum Creek shareholders will receive $1.60 per share. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, along with the other major indexes, is finding it slow going in early trading, possibly because of some negative import-export news coming out of China, the world's second biggest economy. Right now, it is a Dow up by 171 points, a high-tech NASDAQ down right about 46. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Good morning. It's 8:05 here on November the 9th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, what's it look like today for weather?
Got a band of showers coming over town right now. That's going to be the case for most of the day. Possible thunderstorm this afternoon. High will be around 50 degrees. Overnight low will be dipping into the 20s as the showers taper off for a couple of days. When the weekend comes up, we've got more rain on the way. Some significant amounts are in the forecast. Currently at Reading, 43 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Veteran discounts and senior discounts there. Better-known business. Did you say down into the 20s or did you mean the 30s?
I did mean the 30s. I was looking at 20% rain and temperatures in the 30s and transposed my digits.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
When you're up around some of the higher elevations, it will get pretty chilly.
I think it is. Yeah. A lot of snow. Okay, thanks a lot, Bob. Hey, we're sitting here today, of course, with Silas Lyons, who is the editor of the Record Searchlight, and Elena Shulman, one of their top reporters. And before we get started there, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
I'm peachy today.
Good. Isn't that nice, having a little rain? And it's nice that you actually can say that someone has warm friends, because we don't have 100 degrees out there.
Well, you know what? We had to change that because we were saying our customers are warm friends, and it was 115. So we went to it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, and then now I've got to change myself out of that. But you've got to watch the weather, because tomorrow or this weekend it could be 102 again. You know, we live in Reading. What's up, Terry?
Well, tonight at the Tea Party, they are having Stephen Baird. He is running for Senate in District 1 in California against Ted Gaines. That's at 2570 Bonneview Road, and that will be at 6 p.m., and I would suggest everyone, and Silas, you may want to send somebody out to hear what the gentleman says. He's a very viable candidate, comes from Placer County. He and his wife are traveling the North State this week to get engaged with voters, doing several town halls, and is doing two engagements with someone named Chris Ann Hall, who is probably one of the premier constitutionalists in the United States. She has a radio program that has 20 million listeners. So anyway, it's going to be a great thing. We like to have things for the public so the folks can come in and make up their mind what they want. We will have candidate season. We will have candidates coming in. And the first one is Stephen Baird, and I think that people are going to be delightfully surprised in how refreshing this man is.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to try and have him on this week, try and just see who he is and see what he stands for.
Thanks, Sounds Terry. Great. I appreciate the direct invitation there.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
All right. That's 6 o'clock tonight.
6 o'clock, 2570 Bonneview Road at the Reading Tea Party.
There you go. At the Destiny Fellowship Church. Okay. Yep. Thanks a lot, Terry. Okay. Silas, good morning.
Good morning.
Elena, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Silas, this is the first time a reporter has come with one of you all.
Well, I'm pinch hitting for Carol Ferguson, the managing editor, her regular spot here. So yeah. I had to bring reinforcements. Carol, Carol can do it on her own, but I need a little help.
Good morning. Hey, you know, we all kind of know Silas, but we don't know Elena except what we read. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I have been with the paper now for 5 years, actually, weirdly enough. Seems like a really long time.
It could be a lifetime in some areas, right?
Yeah, well.
we try our best to make it feel that way.
I'm an Oregonian from the southern Oregon area, so not too far. That's part of the reason I like living here is it's only 2.5 hours or so. And, I like covering, which obviously we're going to talk about today, kind of in-depth stuff. And but, you know, depending on the different beat you're assigned, that will vary. And most recently, I've been covering healthcare. So, you know, people sometimes, or maybe that's just me, but people sometimes forget that mental health is part of healthcare. It's not, it's at least at our paper, it's not its own beat. So, that's what this recent project I'm doing, ties into.
What school did you go to?
I went to University of Oregon.
Isn't that one of the top journalism schools?
Yeah. And thank you for saying that instead of saying something about the Ducks. that's usually what I get. And that's not, I'm not a big sports fan, to be perfectly honest, but people assume that since I went there, I'm a rabid Ducks fan. And yes, however, it is supposed to be a good journalism.
That's what I'd heard about. Yeah. I'd heard in a periphery that they played football, but I understand this year.
Go there and you'll know about the football.
I understand this year they don't.
They're known for journalism.
Yeah, they're known for journalism. No, I have heard that. It's one of the top journalism schools in the United States. That's
and cool. I actually didn't go there for that reason, weirdly enough. I remember when I went there, you know, the freshman orientation or whatever, there was this, everyone go around the circle and say what you want to study. And, like, everyone there almost said journalism. And I was just like, I don't know.
Nuclear physics.
Yeah, I mean, and I had done school papers and stuff, but I still didn't know for sure I wanted to do it. But then I think I almost tried to go against the crowd, and that's why for a while I was actually studying psychology, but then I was like, no, I want to do journalism.
Well,
so
cool.
It was a good fit.
And so how long have you been a journalist? When you graduated, did you come here, or did you start someplace else?
Well, I mean, I had an internship my final year, my final year or final 2 years of college, but I did, just a couple months after graduating, move and start here. So
okay.
But you've had at least 6 years or so then.
All right. But you had a scholarship or a fellowship.
Fellowship, yeah.
A fellowship down in L.A. Tell us about that. Because this plays plays into the articles you write.
Yes. So back in March, I was accepted into and went to this fellowship in Los Angeles at the University of Southern California. And, you know, I kind of at first wasn't even sure what they really meant by fellowship, but basically what it is. So I'm guessing, my point is, you know, I'm guessing a lot of people don't know exactly what that means.
It wasn't a beer drinking society.
No.
They'd all get around the campfire.
What does that mean? Yeah, it's like a secret society. Basically what it is they pay for you, you know, this is for California people. So all throughout California, a few different healthcare journalists, they paid to come down there, stay for almost a week and just get kind of a crash course and, you know, how to be better at the job. And however, before you even went, you had to pitch a project that through your skills you acquired, you would complete And we decided that it was sort of overdue a big look at mental health in the area. So that's what we came up with.
Absolutely. It does. We're here with Silas Lyons, who is the editor of the Record Searchlight, and Elena Shulman, who is one of their reporters, but really specializing in the medical field.
We're moving around now.
I know you cover a lot of different stories. Okay. I mean it's your paper. I mean everybody does everything. But Tuesdays you get to turn the lights out at night when everybody walks out. Is it kind of like here? Silas says he empties the trash cans. Just wondering. So yeah, don't say to me, well, I can't put in the new toilet paper. Oh yes, you can. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, if you're looking for a straight answer, you need to ask Leonard. And if you've got jewelry and you want to find out how much it's worth or if it's worth anything, you need to ask Leonard. If you've got a watch that's broken, he's got Duane Train Watch Repairman there. He has the greatest collection of jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store up here in the North State. They can design, they can cast, they can cut gems. All this at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, across the road from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Estate jewelry, they have it all. And anything ranging from a 5-carat diamond ring or larger to anything you're looking for. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services in the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us Tuesday at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead, between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash drive-through event, or make a donation online at robberide.com.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Tuesday, November 10th, is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 18 minutes after 8 here in the morning on November the 9th. 48 degrees, going up to 52 today. Rain. Rain's great. It's time to turn off your sprinklers if you haven't turned them off already. That way that then we can save even more water here in the city of Reading. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Red Town Market. Saturday, November the 28th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Vendors from all over Northern California and other places will be at Red Town Market. It's your one-stop shop for shopping for Christmas there. And Lady Bott and the Bluebirds will be singing from 2 to 4. Not that she says, I don't know if anybody will be listening because it's going to be a frenzy, a shopping frenzy going on down there, probably. So, Red Town Market, Saturday, November 28th, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Standing by the doors going open, open, open. All right. Hey, I'm here with Silas Lyons, editor. Doesn't that sound good?
When you say it like when you say it like that, people expect something from me.
Well, we do. Editor of the Record Searchlight and Elena Schulman, who provides the brains for the operation. Okay. Hey, Silas. We've known each other since how long have you been here?
Well, since I moved up here in 06, and I think you moved.
I got
up here
in 07, right? Yeah. So
we
watched this
almost
city.
All the way back to when we both got here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you some other questions. I want to ask you this one.
Okay.
How the city's changed since you've been here?
Well, it's hard for me to say exactly how I think the city's changed because I've changed so much. You know, when I moved here, Reading was so unfamiliar to me, and we moved here from San Luis Obispo, so on the Central Coast, completely different community. It's college town. The county of San Luis Obispo is very interesting, but very split in terms of like its personality and politics. The North County is much more conservative and rural. The San Luis Obispo itself is a college town. I moved up here and I felt like a real fish out of water, I think, for a while, and it took me time to get used to it. I think the way that I see Reading changing when I step back and look at it is that there is less flailing around right now, and there seems to be some focus coming to some of the serious problems that we have. And I think one of the most encouraging things I've heard recently is people starting to talk about some of the issues that our community faces altogether. Like, we need to solve this quality of life issue. We love this place. It's beautiful. We have a river running through the middle of it. I mean, most towns are happy to have a creek running through the middle of it that goes dry half the year.
80,000 cars going past our exits every day.
We've got I-5. We've got this amazing, all these amazing resources. We're the medical hub for the entire area, the entire region of the North State here. So that brings in money.
Top-rated hospitals.
I think we have so much to work with, but we do have quality of life issues. And I think that, I think that what's interesting and encouraging to me is you start to hear people talking about things together. So you're talking about mental health, homelessness, public safety, the economy, education. And all of these things, you cannot separate them from each other. You know, I read with kids at Turtle Bay that are falling behind at their age. Those kids and kids like them are going to wind up, if they're not, you know, if they don't get on a better path, they're going to wind up in the system. And then you start to trigger the other problems, the economy, the criminal justice system, and possibly even if they're, you know, this doesn't refer to them so much, but mental health is a huge part of it. Separate from that, it all feeds together, and I think it all feeds into our quality of life. So what I like is that I'm starting to hear people talk about quality of life right now. They're starting to talk about some of these issues as tied to each other, and they're not just looking at trying to solve the problem where, you know, they're not throwing Band-Aids on amputations.
You can't isolate
that's the problem that we've had in the past.
You try to isolate them, and you bring
really small solutions to a really big issue, and it doesn't work.
I see a lack of leadership in the past. I don't see a lot of leadership on the Board of Supervisors on addressing these things until they're captured. We're going to get to Elena in a second here about this. But on the other hand, somebody was talking to me about there's, you know, you got 89,000 people here in Reading, so we probably have 2,000 that are, you know, criminals. And I said, no, I don't believe that. I don't think that there's 2,000 criminals here. I think you've got probably about 150 bad guys and girls. Really bad guys. About 150. Now think about this. that you've got
strikes me as a little low. Okay,
yeah. You've got economic, but you have economic intruders that if they have a chance, they're going to take something. But you've got probably maybe about 150 people that plan on it. They live on it. They, you know, they're going to do it.
You mean the pros?
Yeah, I'm talking about and maybe not even that many.
All right.
So if and the cops know who they are, but as long as they don't hit Elaine in the head with a hammer, or molest a child, or take something over $1,000, or even if they do, what are you going to do to them? They're not going to go to jail. We can't even under Proposition 47 use jail time as something to bargain to get them into drug abatement programs. So I think if you, I looked at it like this is we're not at the edge of the preface, going down. But we need an overarching plan.
Yeah, but here's from here's a serious question about that. If we had better tools to get people into the system, if we had stricter enforcement, higher consequences, if we had more levers to pull to get people into the system, what do we do with them once we get them in? And that's where I think you have to talk about it as a whole system, is you can't just put people into a system.
No, you can't.
Because the system has proven very good at educating criminals. And you know, when you look at the people that are on our streets, you send a kid, gets into trouble in Shasta County, starts screwing up, goes, bigger crime, finally winds up in state prison. You've left Shasta County. You're in a whole new league, buddy. You're learning all new skills to survive and to survive in a way that's totally contrary to society. And our justice, our jails, our prison system has completely failed at rehabilitation. I think everybody should agree that they should just take that.
I went to San Quentin the other few months ago. They've got over 400 programs there for rehabilitation, anywhere from yoga to education. People are picking up doctorates while they're in there.
They put on plays.
They teach them fly fishing. They've got it. I mean, they've got thousands, literally thousands of volunteers that are there to help, them. They've got a furniture factory. And I know people will argue about that, saying that's slave labor and all this. But the bottom line, though, is that they're when you talk to them, everybody talks rehabilitation, including the prisoners, because if they take these courses, then they have a better chance to be paroled.
Right.
If they're taking all these courses for this rehabilitation. Now, are they truly rehabilitated? I don't know. But look at our county jail. We're keeping some bad guys in there now. And trust me, those bad guys are training the not-so-bad guys in our jail right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But I agree in the fact that we need an overarching plan, and I don't see it. Now, Elena, part of the problem is that we've got people in jail that should never be in jail. They should be in some kind of some kind of medical facility.
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that?
It depends on how you look at it, and that is something I encountered in this series. For example,
can we back up just a second? Oh, yeah. The series that Elaine is talking about, because I don't think we've laid the groundwork for listeners, but it's called Fragments of Care, and it started with a look at the failings of the rural mental health system in our area, which are among the worst in the state in terms of providers available, and then moved on Sunday, in Sunday's edition, and still on Reading.com. To a look at how mental health and the criminal justice system and public safety interact.
Yeah, and it does seem like most people who are in any way a part of this criminal justice system, be it the courts or law enforcement or whatever else, it seems like most of them do agree with you, Carl, that, look, this person only did this because they have a brain disorder, basically, that makes them not able to be rational. But you do encounter a few people who say, look, that's bad for you, but you still victimized someone. And of course the sort of middle ground is places like Napa State Hospital, a psychiatric facility where people who commit crimes but are mentally ill go for an attempt at rehabilitation. But some people don't even see it that way. They see it as, look, you committed a crime. Here you go. Here's prison.
Your example, how you started off yesterday with a mother
mm-hmm.
whose son has been arrested multiple times.
All the time.
He has gotten in car wrecks. He has assaulted people. He's got a severe mental illness, obviously, mm-hmm. and needs to be medicated and probably locked away. Yet nothing's being done. He hasn't even been adjudicated to be somebody with a mental problem. And yet he's still out there driving cars
mm-hmm.
And getting ready to kill somebody. It's just a matter of time, whether it's him or how many people he takes with him. And yet our system can't seem to take care of somebody like this. Is this a type of failure that's endemic to that you have found when you're doing your story?
To some extent, yeah. I mean, I will say, just for the record, in that particular case, I did contact the mother recently, and she said he is still in custody. I mean, I know that from looking at the jail inmate listing.
Okay, so they arrested him again. Okay.
But she seems to have a little glimmer of hope that maybe something is going to change this time. I think she mentioned she had talked to the public defender or something. So maybe something's finally going to change in his particular case. But, there are other people I've spoken to and just for time purposes basically wasn't able to include in this installment of the series, and it seems like I've heard the same story, just me personally, a good few times.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I'd like to address when we get back the gentleman that came up here from San Antonio, sat right here,
yes.
Sat right where you're sitting on, and talked for 45 minutes with us, and then he went in and probably gave almost the same speech,
mm-hmm.
that afternoon. I was really pumped up after that. Mm-hmm. And thinking how something like this could possibly work here, and yet I see so many negative viewpoints from our leadership, our elected leadership here in town. And I'd like to address that when we get back. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of instructors, all professional NRA instructors, provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. They will even provide a gun and ammo for those who don't have a gun, and then help you pick one out afterwards. Classes go throughout the year. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. We'll be right back with Elena Shulman, star reporter of the Record Searchlight, and Silas Lyons, the editor.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's either nuclear, coal, oil, or gas, right? Actually, there is another affordable energy choice. Now is the time to think solar. It's safe, clean, efficient, and puts money back in your pocket. Solar systems may reduce your energy bill as much as 50 to 100%, and you're also eligible for an energy tax credit. With so many solar dealers available to install systems at your home, how do you find the right one? Advanced Power of Reading can help you make that choice. Whether just getting educated about the savings and benefits of solar to helping you understand all the different bids, Advanced Power has the answers. So if you ever wondered how much it would cost to go solar, stop wondering. Call Advanced Power at 226-0701 for your free estimate. Fight back rising energy costs with a solar system from Advanced Power. 843 North Market Street, Reading. In business in the Reading area since 1978. That's 226-0701 to start reducing energy costs today.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there'll be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Tired of sitting in a waiting room for hours when you're sick? Churn Creek Healthcare has the answer. Our prompt care is staffed with expert medical professionals that are trained in fast-track medicine. We understand and value your time because no one likes to wait, especially when you're sick. Our prompt care is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. From sneezes to stitches, we have you covered. We are open to all Medi-Cal and Partnership Health Plan patients in Shasta County. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we provide you only the highest quality of care with dignity and respect you deserve. On the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Not working, Twitter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. She heard Silas was going to be here.
Ouch.
She loves you, Silas. You know that. 27 minutes until 9 o'clock. November the 9th. It's Veterans Day week. Hope everybody thinks about a veteran. Find a veteran that on Wednesday you can hug, shake his hand, or her
right
hands.
Now.
Yeah, give him a hug and say thanks. It's 48 degrees out there, going up to a blistering 52, raining. Looks like we'll be having some rain tomorrow. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across from the subway, man's last stronghold, the Cheers of Barbershops. Discounts for seniors and veterans, another veteran-owned business right there, Cypress Square Barbershop. Going down the street to Millie and Kathy's place, Classic Cafe, a mini military museum on the wall. You've been there, Simon.
I've been in there.
See all these photos of people that have served in our armed forces on that. And it's, whose birthday today is it? Who's Bob? Birthday today was for?
Oh, the Classic Cafe, Millie Ellis.
Yeah, Millie. So it's her birthday today. Go on down, wish them a happy birthday. Have breakfast or lunch there.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Millie.
Hey, speaking of happy birthday, Carl, I was going to say this when we first came on, but tomorrow is a fairly significant birthday for a great American institution that is very close to your heart, as well as to...
Yeah,
my stepfather, who managed, despite all of his efforts, to get honorably discharged from it. So,
240 years, Marine Corps birthday, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Holding the line. Yeah, that's why we're going to have General O.K. Steele, Major General O.K. Steele. The Legend of the Corps is going to be there tomorrow at our Marine Corps Ball.
Excellent.
Is our guest speaker. He's coming in today. It's great. Okay, I'm here with Silas Lyons, from editor of Record Searchlight, and Elena Shulman, who is doing... is doing a series of articles on mental health and up here in Northern California. Mm-hmm. She already did one in rural areas. And, you know, I can't imagine it being worse than it is here, but it is, obviously, because
yeah. I mean, if for no other reason than transportation. I mean, there are a couple options out there, but, you know, a lot of them...
Doesn't look good.
Yeah, a lot of them have to go to Reading, and even the options that are there are extremely understaffed, or at least... Mm-hmm. were at the time I did that story. It's been a couple months. You never know.
Well, part of the problem a lack of doctors?
Yeah.
This is all over rural America.
Yeah. Yeah. But that rural piece I did in August, that was basically what it's about. It's just, I mean, there's actual ways they document this. It's they're called shortage areas. And in each... If it's a federally qualified health center, it gets a shortage ranking, and basically everything that's out there in Bernie and all those places is a federally qualified mm-hmm. health center, other than the hospital, because that's just the nature of them is that they serve lower income places, and those basically are. And yeah, I mean, they all have quite high scores saying basically you need more people, and they all confirm that, the people I talk to who work there too. It's not just, oh, no, the numbers are... skewed. They need more people.
The going back then now to this latest article on Sunday. What did you feel when you were interviewing all the people like Modi and Les Baugh and Paletti and Basinko and all the people that you interviewed. What was your feeling there? Was there a feeling of, well, no, tell me what your feeling was.
Well, kind of like I was just starting to say on the break, was that it did strike me that most, not all, but most of those officials and politicians self-identify as very conservative. And yet none of them, you know, they all said we need to do something. It wasn't what you might associate with the, you know, I've heard from other people in reporting on this mental health subject that it sometimes is a more conservative mindset that, oh, those people are just weak. They just need to get their lives on track. We don't need to take care of them. But I didn't get that from anybody. They all seemed very genuinely concerned that we have this problem. So that's one thing.
That's a positive.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, we said the in the editorial, I think we said the first is like AA, you know, the first step is you have to admit you've got a
and
problem.
And they did, yeah.
Well, I think everybody thinks they have a problem, yet I have not seen from the leadership here. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, Silas. I mean, for anything to be done for them since I've been here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we have people that ran on the platform of public safety. And then here we are, this is November, 11 months later, with no plan.
Right. You know,
And then the plan they had, when you all published it, they went berserk over that, and it's still no plan.
Yeah, they weren't happy about that. I'll put on my editorial board hat for just a second. I mean, when we wrote an editorial about this on Sunday that ran the same day as Elena's series of stories, which basically said, if you lay the solutions and the problems side by side, the issue is that the problems are very, very large, and all of the solutions that are being brought forward are relatively small or narrow. Now, there are some things that could have a bigger impact that remain to be seen. I mean, I think Laura's Law is interesting in terms of to require people to go before a judge at least to talk about a commitment because you know that at least gives somewhere to go. When families are in these desperate straits and they have somebody that they know is really, really a serious problem for themselves, potentially for other people. So that, I mean, that's interesting. There are other things like the program in the jail that Elena documented where these inmates get together and they support each other. In one case, even a guy who's on trial for murder is helping to run these things. But again, here you have a support group trying to address this massive problem that needs, I mean, most people would say, medication. It needs serious doctor supervision. It needs all kinds of programs. And sometimes it needs a better way of getting people committed before they go and commit crimes. And so yeah, I think from the standpoint of the leaders, I think we're waiting to hear somebody say, we're going to put all this stuff together. We know that, you know, at the state level, it was interesting to hear Brian Dolly, our assemblyman, say that he would be interested in seeing a pilot program that addresses something like the Restoration Center in San Antonio, Texas, that we talked about, that Leon Evans came in and talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a lot of local folks saying, we could make a plan, but we don't have any money. Well, why don't we get the people who have access to the money together with the people who say they can make a plan? I don't want to oversimplify the thing, but maybe that's a good idea.
Well, you know, oversimplifying it just means you're putting common sense ideas down. I've yet to see anything that anybody's brought up around here that, you know, the next thing is we need a tax. Let's go to the phones. Mm-hmm. Billy Bob, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl, and great to hear the discussion on the health care in this area. Here's a little bit of information that no one knows. About 15 years ago, there was a case settlement with the tobacco companies, and that Shasta County has been receiving over three, and I'm not certain of these figures. It was going to take an investigative reporter like Elaine there, and this is my suggestion to you to check into it, but for over 15 years, I believe, there's been $3 to $4 million of cigarette money coming into this county, and I know for a fact that they took 13 to 14 million of it way back when they built the county administration building on Court Street. And it's all, you know, I can't prove it. I don't have enough time or resource to get into it, but it's a story that you need to look into and find out how many millions of dollars that the county has been paid in this cigarette settlement. And where's the money gone? Because it certainly hasn't gone to, you know, Round Mountain Health Clinic or Shingletown Health Clinic or Bernie or any of these outlying areas that you were talking about. And that's where the greater service is being missed, as you were discussing. So, yes, I suggest that the record search site digs into it. I called the head of county nursing, and she clammed up. She wouldn't give me any information whatsoever about where the money was going, but I know for a fact that they took a $13, $14 million out of that account and built that county administration building. So I'll let you guys go. Great show, Carl.
You bet. Thanks, Billy.
Thank you.
It would be interesting to
see. I just wrote that down, by the way. It would be
interesting to see where how much money comes in. How much money? Well, you did the study here. How much money comes into our mental health facilities, but our mental health programs here.
That was in the conceptual centerpiece we did. I can't remember the number off the top of my head, but
millions.
Yeah, I mean the problem when trying to figure out how much money do we have to spend on mental health is that, as you could probably imagine, when funds coming from various, you know, the federal and state government come, you know, it's complicated and you can only spend certain money on certain things, kind of like that.
Yeah.
You probably know. Oh, here it is. Okay. So, like, here, Silas just pulled up the graphic, and looks like in the most recent fiscal year, 2015-16, the total revenues was $23.6 million for mental health in Shasta County, and the total expenses was $22.9 million. I mean, and then there's a breakdown of kind of what that all went to. $2.786 million for institutionalized care, $3.79 million for inpatient care, $4.6 million for client contact services, and $8 million for salaries. And then there's different pots that this
different
money
pots of money. Is in. Well, $23
yeah.
million. Dollars. And how much was it for salaries in there?
$8 million.
$8 million. So then that leaves you, something like $16
million
then?
$15 million.
That should be going to mental health right here in Shasta County. That seems like a lot of money. I mean, I guess in the scheme of things, maybe it's not, but it seems like it is.
It seems like a lot. Now,
if you look at how much other places are getting.
You've got, and one of the comments we had right here was that, you have sociopaths. Is that there's nothing you're going to do. I guess you can medicate them so they just sit there, like a bad movie. But, there's mentally ill, and we have sociopaths and other kinds that belong in jail. Mm-hmm. So, but there is some kind of mental disorder there, so.
Well,
that's what they're concerned
with.
And
one of the things I think that should give us reason, particularly being in a conservative area of the state where our decisions are going to be driven by making, being careful with the taxpayers' money, not running around asking for new taxes all the time, but saying like, what's the reason for doing this? Well, one of the things that's been talked about extensively, and I think has even really entered the national politics with the NRA coming out and saying, well, we need to look at mental health. And not just at guns in these incidents, that may provide a breakthrough.
I think it's completely right because this is one of the things, and we got to take a quick break here. Here's a caller came in wanted to know if there was a relationship shown between shooting incidents and the suspects being on some form of psychotropic medication, which I think they've shown is that many of these shooters have either come off it or overdosed on it. This, some of the things I've read, but this is a good point we're making taking people's guns is not the answer to stopping all the violence, but there's mental health has got to be a part of this too. And I don't know why we haven't gotten our arms around this sooner. But let's take a quick break here. I'll be right back. Right. I'm sitting here with I'm here with Silas Lyons, editor of Record Searchlight, and Elena Shulman, who's writing a series of great articles about the mental health condition, starting in rural and then down into our county and our city, right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
There
are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services in the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us Tuesday at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash drive-through event, or make a donation online at robberide.com.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Good morning. It is the 9th of November. It's 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. 48 degrees out there. It's going to be 52 today. Rain, maybe rain tomorrow. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793. Tomorrow, I'm going to be at Crown Motors on the 10th and the 11th. Crown Motors on location. I'll be having a bunch of Marines around tomorrow because it is the Marine Corps birthday. And on Wednesday, we'll be there for Veterans Day because Crown Motors is saluting the veterans. 10% off all parts and services for this last week through this week. And, of course, every car or truck that is sold for the next 2 days, the 10th and the 11th, $100 is going to go to a veterans organization right here in town. Last year they gave out well over $1,000 to organizations right here in town. Crown Motors, located at 300 East Cypress. You'll see us out there. We've got a full phone deck here. So let's start with Kay. Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
Do you have questions?
Yeah, well, one thing that I really enjoyed the articles yesterday, I think it was well done.
Thank you.
And when Leon Nelson or Leon Evans was in Reading and speaking at Sequoia,
yeah,
one thing that I noted that he said that nobody seems to pick up on, and that is, his program was costing them less than what they could do it for. his and they were paying him, but it was it, they were saving money by paying him to do the program that he has. And it was cheaper to have he had the you know
it was cheaper to do it the way yeah
to,
than have
if
it.
They had
yeah.
you know like if they were in an accident and they needed some first aid type thing if it was real serious and they still had to go to the hospital.
Right.
But I think that we need to hone in on that particular thing. What exactly did he do it? How did he do it so that it was cheaper than what they're doing now? And if that's the case, then you don't have to get lots of money.
Yeah, and that, you know, the really nice thing about Leon Evans and that model is that he has issued an open invitation for anybody who wants to come to San Antonio really to sit down and dig into the guts of it and understand exactly how it's worked for them and how it has saved them money.
And if California laws, I mean, California is different than other places. If there's a law that gets in the way, we need to get rid of it.
Well, we do that anyway. So, okay, Kay, that's a good idea. No, well, it's something we need to look at. Because I think that there, you know, it doesn't mean you have to start with 5,000 people in the program. You can start with 10 and just see, you know, have a pilot program, see how that works. Thanks, Kay. We got to go on.
Thank you.
All right. Jim, good morning. Jim, good morning.
Hey, I'll tell you who can check in about where the money is worth here in the county is check with Jim Pope and Trish Clark and, Irwin Fest, they're the ones that would know about the where the money is.
They were sitting on the on the board of supervisors back then, or there was a sheriff, Trish Clark, and then Irwin Fest was in it. Okay, good idea, Jim. Thanks.
Right. Yeah, and also down there to where the county offices are, out behind there, that used to be the mental hospital down in there, and they had the county hospital, and then also the mental hospital was down there, and they have a bunch of they have a graveyard out in the back with a bunch of crosses in it that's not very well kept up. That of where the mental health were buried out there in the back.
Okay.
And then one of people that were buried.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
All right.
All right. Bye. Hey, all right. Let's take off your reporter hat for a second. And your editor hat.
She has to leave hers. Her never comes off.
Okay. Leave yours on. Okay. And we kind of talked about this. We got like 6 or 7 minutes left. The mental health problem, obviously, it's all intertwined. We've got to put it under one roof. One Safe Place did that. Before, and you were here, you always have been here for this, and when they merged with Family Justice Center, they put everything under that one roof that you could get to them.
Right.
And it worked. I don't see why there can't be, and you could figure out where you want to put this thing. It doesn't mean you have to build a new building, but you could probably put representatives all in one spot. And it's something just as simple as a sobering room or a sobering area that the police can take somebody and drop them off instead of having them taken for 3 hours at the emergency room and keep them there. I mean, that was, right. that was one of the things Leon Ellis said. That's simple.
The police chief said he wants that. Yeah.
He said that right there would save him hours because we realize how many police we have on the beat at any one time, right?
Right.
7. And, because you've got people hung up for 2 to 3 hours on just trying to take drunks and people with drug problems and take care of them.
That's an average, right? I mean, that's across all the shifts because I think it varies. Well, for the blueprint for public safety, if I remember right, there's a variation.
Okay, if they have two shifts come on at one time. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I don't want an ugly rumor to get started. Those crosses down there at the old county hospital were from way back in the 30s and 40s from the, it was a TB fan at that time.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Roberta.
Thank you.
All these people know these things around here.
Yeah.
You know,
tap into the Redding's collective memory.
Oh, you know, one day somebody called in and asked about a ribbon that their father had from World War II, and I phone calls. This is what it was. You know, we've got very knowledgeable listeners out there.
I love that about you.
It is. It's, okay, so...
Well, look, I mean, I haven't heard somebody actually talk about is they exactly draw the comparison to One Safe Place. And I don't know, Elena.
Yeah, that's
if you
what
have
I kept
your,
thinking was I'm literally using the phrase one stop, you know, shop or whatever.
There
and
you
I
go.
Think the reason I used that phrase, it wasn't because maybe somebody used it verbatim, but I think just in my head it equated with, well, that's what they call One Safe Place. This sounds like a mental health One Safe Place.
Yeah.
So that's
One Safe Place did not used to be like that.
Yeah.
And they got the Family Justice Center,
so
and they got and
the
they
parallel.
Got a grant.
Yeah.
They got a grant to put them under, and then they both merged, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no reason we couldn't try something like that if there was just somebody in out there that's going to say, let's do it.
So now we talk about leadership.
Go back to leadership again.
Go back to leadership.
There's a lot of the upfront cost is what I got, you know. Investment, you know.
Well, I guess
not everybody's
yourself,
a venture capitalist. You
that's
know?
True.
I mean,
but you have to ask yourself, where are we going? What have we done for the last 7 years? Well, obviously, it's not going forward. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you keep repeating the same thing over and over again, you are what? Insane. You know, and you expect a different, you know, you expect a different reaction.
You just brought that right back to the topic.
Yeah,
right?
That
was very smooth. You know, radio professional.
There you go. Yeah, we're just real, you know, we're technical here.
Sometimes it's an old saying. Sometimes it takes money. It takes money to make money. Sometimes it takes an investment to save money. If you think that there is something that could have a significant impact, and the money is already being spent, then you have to ask, why aren't we trying to change it? And if the answer is that the way we're spending the money right now benefits the people who are making the decisions, then you got to look for some breakthrough leadership there, somebody who has a bigger vision and who can say, yes, you're right, we are spending the money right now. It's not just being wasted, it's not fraud, but it is not being spent efficiently. And if we had an investment to do this differently, we could save a whole lot more down the road. And, you know, I think that's the kind of vision or leadership that the community is kind of waiting for.
Well, we haven't seen it yet.
Feels like we've been waiting, doesn't it?
Well, you know, you got Leah Tate coming in. She's a mental health professional.
Yeah, that's true.
And Leah also works with the veterans. So, you've got a number of people here that are rolling in.
Yeah, we do see a lot of interest right now, especially in the city council.
And I'd love to talk next time. If you could bring Lena, first of all, it was really great meeting you.
Yes, you
and,
too.
And, you know,
thanks
to have you and having you on to talk about this because, you know, no reporter ever gets it right. And obviously no radio guy ever gets it right. But the best thing is we still get paid. So
now the best thing is
what a note to end on.
That's right. Yeah, you know, but I see. I can get both sides angry, which I've done before. And that's okay.
Then we do too.
Oh yeah. You know what? You should be proud of yourself.
The best thing is you make a difference, though. That's the best.
Everybody hates you. Yeah.
There is. A community needs a paper and a radio station that they can go to and listen to. And you all are great. Y'all are great. I really appreciate the fact that Record Searchlight's here. Thanks, I didn't even ask about other things. All right, tomorrow we're going to be down at Crown Motors. Come on down and see us on Marine Corps birthday. Remember, hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Where are the good guys?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The University of Missouri president has resigned. Tim Wolf, facing a firestorm of student criticism over his handling of racial issues, issuing an emotional appeal as he announced his decision.
Please, please use this resignation to heal, not to hate, and let's move forward together for a brighter tomorrow.
The complaints came to a head over the weekend. At least 30 black football players had vowed not to take part in team activities until Wolf was removed or stepped down, his resignation effective immediately. President Obama says the U.S. taking very seriously a deadly attack in Jordan.
Someone dressed in military uniform carried out an attack at a training facility in which it appears that there may have been two or three U.S. citizens killed.
Mr. Obama's